The Reform Williams Society was formed in 1994, and that was mainly a publishing house at that stage because it was formed by people with a great interest in publishing. John Bishop, long dead now, was one of the founders. Stephen Connock, I think, led the pack and was chairman and editor for the next 14 years. But John Bishop was a publisher, and so it published a lot of books in those early stages. By 2007, I think the publishing was slowing down a lot, and so Stephen Connock formed Albion Records as a subsidiary, as a recording company. We'd already promoted a few recordings and we'd given a few dollops of money and a lot of support and a certain amount of pressure to other people's recordings on Chandos and on Naxos and maybe other labels, on Somme, I think. But so it's in 2007 Albion Records was formed. Stephen was running it, Stephen Connock. I was looking after the money because I've been treasurer of the society since 1997, and with a few other positions, I still am the treasurer. And I have to say, I find it very difficult to run Albion without a very close eye on the money side of things, because there's quite a lot of money sloshing around here, and every recording loses money, so you have to balance the book somehow. So in those early days, the earliest recordings were fairly cheap. There were chamber recordings with singers and a piano. You can't record anything a lot cheaper than that. The only thing that's less expensive is one pianist and a piano. And we've done a little bit of that, but really not very much. We've done more actually with two pianists and either one or two pianos. We went on from there to more ambitious stuff. We did some choral works. The Garden of Proserpine is an early work that, as far as I can see, never had a public performance, although I've seen a reference to it in the Musical Times, so somebody knew he'd written it, but it doesn't seem to have got out there. We made the first recording of that. We made the first recording of Folk Songs of the Four Seasons, which is a very much later work commissioned by the Women's Institute in 1949. Two of our recordings, The Solent, which was an orchestral recording, and Discoveries, which was a singing and orchestral recording, were nominated for Grammy Awards. We didn't win them, but we're still hopeful. Most of those unrecorded works were at least published, but a few were in manuscript, mostly documented in the published catalogue. We haven't actually discovered very much. People say, well, how did you discover it? Well, we opened this published catalogue and we looked it up in most cases. We've actually discovered one work that isn't documented in there. The catalogue is a brilliant document, and Michael Kennedy didn't miss much. But nonetheless, it's not error-free after all these years. So anyway, where there were manuscripts, we got permission to photograph them and to transcribe them. And the biggest material we've dealt with in that way was the music for the three Greek plays, which we're going to talk about, and Pan's Anniversary, which we have just recorded. You can't really summarise the catalogue because it's so broad. We've just trawled the published catalogue for unrecorded works and done what we can. I've just released the third in our series of four albums of the complete folk song arrangements, and that series has been described by critics, two of them actually, as a towering monument to the work of Vaughan Williams. I've got at least nine CDs coming out in 2022, including the first recording of the English version of the Mass, the Communion Service in G minor, and Pan's Anniversary. Last, and in fact only heard in Stratford-on-Avon on Easter Monday 1905. But there'll be music for brass band, for piano duet, for organs, songs with piano, and remastered classic performances from 78s and early LPs. So it's about variety and it's about new works. We are approaching the bottom of the list of unrecorded works. Those that remain are often quite difficult to record. Maybe unfinished. I've got just a few things up my sleeve, but we're approaching over the next couple of years. We're approaching the point where Albion takes a new turn, I think, and has to start looking at new performances of known works. We cannot keep doing world premiere recordings of Vaughan Williams forever. It's remarkable what we can still do.